Units 5 and 6. Part 3. Listening.
Вы услышите рассказ о путешествии. В заданиях Say 8 по A14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующие выбранными вами варианту ответа.
I really enjoy holidays, and I love going on family trips, which I think are great. My family and I like getting out of England and going to other countries, like France, Italy, and even Japan. I love sightseeing and experiencing new cultures. It's an amazing way to learn about the world and spend time with your family, too. There are four members of my family: me, my mum and dad, and my brother Kevin. It's usually just us on family holidays, but Kevin and I sometimes bring a friend. Last summer, we went on a great package holiday. We stayed in a very nice hotel and took excursions around town. We often had someone with us, a local tour guide, to tell us about the sights. Sometimes we could just go off on our own, which was really exciting. You should look in your guidebook first before you do this, though. You don't want to get lost. But when you go out on your own, you get to see how people really live. You see them go to work and spend time in cafes. You hear a different language too, which is really interesting. You can even learn a few words if you try. Of course, there are some things I don't like about travelling. You have to take your luggage with you to the airport and to the hotel, which can be heavy. You must remember to keep your passport in a safe place at all times. You never want to lose it. You must also keep your tickets in a place where you can find them quickly. Luckily, my dad took care of that on our trip. There are also some things you have to learn about a foreign city. One thing is the transport there, especially if you plan to leave your tour group. Some places, like Paris, have a huge underground. In Rome, though, it's very small, but you still have to know where to get off the train. As far as food goes, we hardly ever had a bad meal on our last trip, but we sometimes missed food from home. We had burgers and pizza for dinner on a couple of days. My mum also went to a local market every day to buy apples, bananas and other fruit. We ate them for breakfast or lunch in our hotel or on the tour bus. Speaking of food, the last thing I want to tell you about is my favourite place to go for a holiday: Italy. I love Italy because I love a good Italian meal. In fact, we all do. We never get tired of it. On our last trip to Italy, my brother and I had lots of pizza, pasta, and Italian bread. My parents enjoyed eating fresh fish and chicken for dinner at the local restaurants. Italians really are good cooks. The sights in Italy were amazing too. So, if you want to have a great family holiday and enjoy terrific food, Italy's the place to go.